Here's something that's been driving me batty for years. Cell phone messages. No, not your recorded greeting that I get when I call you, but the mechanical cell phone company lady's voice that follows your greeting.
To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2 now.
This is Sprint's message. Oh, and it's not done yet.
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
My goodness, those 20 seconds last forever. Far longer than, say, listening to bad I'm on hold music, or even suffering through your best friend's silly message for the 400,000th time. But what makes this the most irritating is that I know what I'm supposed to do with the tone. I know to hang up when I'm done talking, and I don't need it explained to me every time I call my mother's cell. I have actually contacted my cell carrier and requested that they please just play my greeting and then a beep, but they can't, or won't. Wild internet rumors claim it's a conspiracy by these companies to nickel and dime callers by kicking them into the next minute. Perhaps. I think it's more likely these companies are convinced it's always better to have more options, which anyone who's used a modern microwave or washing machine knows is definitely not true. So I've started looking for ways to bypass my voicemail system altogether, and it turns out there are lots of people like me out there. A lot of them are using Pinger, an internet system that lets you send voicemails to your friends without actually calling them. No phone call equals no annoying mechanical cell phone lady. Even cooler is Umail, which supplants its own voicemail system over your cell phone carriers. Umail even allows you to record a separate message for each of your callers. So, for example, when my editor calls, he'll hear,
"This is Andrea Seabrook, congressional reporter with National Public Radio. I'm hard at work on a breaking story right now, so leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as news allows."
And when my best friend calls, he'll hear,
"Hey, it's Andy. I'm probably out singing sea shanties or preparing my next dog show party, so leave a message and I'll get back at you."
And the beauty of it is, no matter what message they hear, it's followed by a simple, unmistakable